Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he/him pronouns.
It's me next. Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul. We use he/him pronouns. Paul's our blue engineering friend. He would really like to see all of these barnacles off the ship now. That would be nice.
I'm Ian. I use they/them pronouns, and I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he/him pronouns. Dr. Ray is the ship's chief medical officer, and he holds on to the officer title with both hands and wants to be in charge someday, but is busy currently having an ossified chest and confronting the possibility of death. So, you know, that's focused him up a little bit on some other stuff.
It's me next. I am Kells. I use mostly he/him pronouns. I'm playing as Oz, who is the lead security associate. Also uses mostly he/him pronouns, different mostly. Right now I think Oz is pretty concerned with making sure that these admin offices we've stepped into are as barnacle-free as possible.
Yo, it's me, Moss. I use they/them pronouns. I'll be playing Demir. I have been playing Demir, who uses any and all pronouns. Honestly, Demir is really focused on just like, yeah, drugs are the answer for meatbags, at least.
All right, and that's the group. Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
Sure.
What did happen last time?
I just went through this with you, Moss. we are on the rogue planetoid, and we'd been exploring some other locations, but we received a distress call from the mining installation saying that the barnacle creatures that we've encountered before have attacked the installation there and are getting in through the vents, and people are split up and it's a disaster pretty much. So we're trying to go save all of them, and we arrived at the installation with the intention to go through the main airlock. Had some difficulties there because there was somebody dead blocking the airlock from sealing off so it could open us up on the other side. Demir was able to get that person out of the way once we were in the airlock. Everybody except for Demir. We were then sprayed with barnacles as they flew in through the vents, as the air was cycling. So we had to fight those ones off and try to use our foam guns and things to spray them down. In the course of it, Paul got his arm partially barnacleized, and Dr. Ray got his boot stuck in the foam and had to cut that off. Got a new boot. It's okay. We kind of got in touch with the survivors that we were able to. We found out that Dr. Daura and a group of other survivors are in the infirmary. There's a couple of them in their bunks. There's a small group in the admin offices, and there's a few over by the entrance to the exploratory bore shaft of the mine. So we decide we're going to group everyone up and try to send them into the infirmary to get everyone together. Our next stop is the admin offices, which is the closest. On the way there in the hallway, we encounter what we initially took to be a barnacleized corpse, but they twitched and reached for us, and so we scanned them and found out that they are technically still a living human. So we tranquilized them to try to, you know, make him less in pain, and this also caused some of the barnacles to dislodge. A comedy of errors occurred. Painful errors for which Dr. Ray paid with his body. He got partially barnacleized on the torso, which is not where you want ossification to set in. But we were able to dislodge most of those bugs and open the door into the admin area, where we have found four survivors, plus our unconscious hallway friend, and our plan is to kind of regroup and move everyone into the infirmary and then go from there.
All right, so you all are in the admin office. This is a typical working, heavy-duty work type office, so it's pretty disorganized, papers everywhere, kind of the furniture and stuff is kind of beat up and hard use from, you know, people flopping down in their back suit on the sofa. It's all pretty beat up and heavily used. There are four survivors in there. They initially freak out when you all open the door, But they quickly realize that, you know, barnacles don't push door lock buttons.
Barnacles can't open doors yet.
Barnacles don't push door lock buttons. The latest in that series of children's novels about Draculas don't teach summer camp or whatever. Bailey School kids. Hey, that's what they're called.
Jet fuels can't melt steel beans. Was less popular.
that was a turning point in the series.
Like, yeah. Secret book.
The brand shifted a little.
So they're huddled up and they're armed with Python anchoring guns. Two Python anchoring guns for securing cables and stuff on the surface. Pretty effective, but not for a horde of barnacles.
Sure. Is that what the multiple name we're going with is?
A horde?
Oh, I don't know.
Colony?
Colony? Colony's pretty good.
Installation?
Grip of barnacles?
A grip of barnacles?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
An unfortunate sea of barnacles.
All right. So, if a grip of barnacles came through, they wouldn't be much use. When you come in, they jump up and one of them runs forward. Hi, I'm Kara. Are you all from the Martell, right?
Yeah, that's us. Kara, what's the situation here? How are you all doing in here?
We're okay for the moment. Most people didn't make it this way, though. I don't know where everyone else is.
Right.
None of us are hurt at this time, but we want to get out of here.
No, for sure. Yeah. So our plan, Kara, is that we're gonna get everybody grouped up in the infirmary, so we have everybody kind of in one known safe area, and once we've done that, we'll look at ways to kind of reclaim the rest of the base, I think, or just evacuate. One of two things.
Got it. What can we do?
What can we do?
Don't die.
Okay. Problem one. Yeah. Don't die. Would it be helpful for us to have like more detailed schematics of the base, so we know like where are the vents? What should we be looking for?
I could try to pull that up for you.
Great. Yeah.
It's not a super complicated base, so sure.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we were going to be needing to solve a labyrinth or anything.
No.
Yeah,
except its air circulation system. That's super complicated. There's vents like every 3 inches.
Yeah,
yeah, they're able to, since you're in the admin office. That's where that would be kept on the computers.
Yeah,
so they're able to easily pull that up. The schematics for the prefabricated domes and how the layout is put together, and also the current status. Like, there's a status monitor that has a diagram of the base and like monitoring air levels and power and things like that.
That's handy.
Green, yellow, red lights next to each part of the base.
Yeah. Power is either on emergency or not at all, and air is still okay but degrading.
Are there enough suits here to get everyone into kind of their own enclosed oxygen system?
On the base, yes. Here in this room, no. You would need to go back out to the like the front entryway. There would be enough there. That's not far. That you it took a long time to get here because you were fighting your way the whole way. And
are there respirators here?
There are enough respirators, yeah. And like I said, the air outside, the air in the hallways is still fine.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking it might behoove us to try to make it so we're no longer reliant on the vent system, and then seal off as much of the vent system as we possibly can, because that does seem to be the barnacle's primary way of locomoting through this space.
Where's the nearest emergency airlock to us?
There's at least one in each of the domes, so that it should be just down, like, shortly outside. Like, outside of the room, in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Very close.
Because what I'm thinking is, I'm scared of my accent, so I'm going to keep doing this on a meta level. I feel so ashamed. Anyway, our pod can only hold like two, three people.
Yes, two. Three.
If any of these people can fly, we could start sending people up to the Martell, like from each area they're in, rather than gathering everyone in the infirmary.
I didn't realize our pod could only hold that many.
Yeah, we don't have any big passenger options. And so we could rescue people like room by room, was my thought, rather than dramatically landing the Martell so we can all climb.
Sure.
On. Like,
I don't hate that idea. I would want to make sure that one of us is, I mean, I'm looking directly at Paul as I say this, is the one to fly the ship, because I don't want to end up in a situation where, like, we've sent our pod away and something goes awry and it doesn't come back. Because then we're super fucked.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure that'll happen anyway.
As we say in the service.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that either. I mean, we need some kind of external options here, though.
There's no on-base shuttle, right?
No. Okay. There was, but it broke off. During the initial accident, it got busted up and thrown off into space. It's out there somewhere in space, but it took a bunch of hits and is probably not
our most viable option.
Not okay.
So it's for our next adventure, the haunted shuttle. Got it.
Yeah. There is also the larger shuttle that's still back at the space station. Although that one is scared to take off due to the threats from the void calm.
Due to the previous one being missiled.
I was about to ask, have we heard about or thought about them in a while? Because they've been kind of quiet.
Yeah, no, you haven't. You could call up your ship and see what's going on.
I'm okay.
We could feed them to the barnacles if they show up.
I gotta say, I'm beginning to understand why androids are bad for your fear saves.
Listen, I'm just a method actor.
So far, Demir today has been like, yeah, we should just drug all the humans. Yeah, this one that's like injured, let's just kill him right now. Anyway, we can feed those other ones to barnacles. Like, oh my god. I don't feel like we have the same goals anymore.
Those other ones aren't on our team. These ones are on our team, and we're like, the drugs make you unpleasant to barnacles. Take some drugs, Oz.
Right now, the teams that I care about are humans and friends versus barnacles.
But Demir, they all contribute to company value. You can't just
kill barnacles do not.
No, the base team.
So you shouldn't casually kill them. I was talking about killing the void, the terrorists. Yeah, this company doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Okay, the teams that I care about are barnacles versus everyone who's not a barnacle, and I know what side I'm on.
The barnacles.
No! God damn it.
I think we're all against barnacles here.
Okay. Yeah,
we're pretty anti-barnacles in this room.
Great.
Right, Paul? Buddy old pal.
Well.
Paul got eaten.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to mute my speaker.
Oh,
what did I miss?
They were just cracking jokes.
You were asking if you were with or against the barnacles.
Well, assuming I don't become part barnacle here in a minute.
All right, that's an assumption I'm willing to make for now.
Yeah,
part barnacle on your mother's side.
I mean, using your ribs to crawl around.
No, Yakaroni.
Is that what happens? Does my arm get bit and then I become like a barnacle vampire or werewolf?
Barnacle vampire.
Do I still have to pay him if he becomes a barnacle?
It's a separation clause.
HR.
Lump sum.
Or is that considered a leave of absence? What sort of paperwork does he have to fill out first with his wrist?
Depends if you kill him afterwards.
Well,
it's medically unlikely he'll turn into a barnacle.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Well, hazard pay starts now.
Thank you, Oz.
Well, even the guy that's further along than you is not a barnacle.
How's he doing, by the way?
Stiff.
Yeah.
All
right.
He's very.
I dosed him up, but yeah.
Yeah.
Informative, he'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. In a lot of pain, and his skin is very unpleasant to touch.
I'm sure it's very unpleasant to have.
It also, it does seem to only go, like, skin deep at first.
at first is doing a lot of work in that sentence, friend.
Yeah, it gets a little bit deeper, but it's still, you don't think it's hit any of his like organs.
Yeah, and we haven't had enough time to observe long-term effects, right?
Right. The obviously like most dangerous thing appears to be difficulty breathing because like his chest can't expand.
Yeah, I get that.
So like it's really shallow breaths and yeah. But he seems fine. Especially that you have him dosed up on space all drugs. The painkillers that you can give him from your
I actually kid. Have everything except for the specific painkiller.
Oh, do you?
Because painkillers are a separate thing from the like.
Oh sure. Okay. You can find those from the med kit in here. That's okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right. They now have every healing item inside of them. That's all we can do until we get surgery access.
Okay.
So do we try to fight to the infirmary or do we take the long way around?
Well, okay. I am curious about this. Like, let's use our little pod to move small groups of people. Because if we only have, if that's the best way we have to get people off planet, I think that's a good idea then to start doing it and not waste any time. Is that the best way we have to get people off planet?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
let's prioritize like heavily injured folks.
You could directly land the Martell on the on this rock because it's not. It's small enough that the Martell can land.
Oh, good. So then it can get covered in barnacles.
True.
Yeah. Let's prioritize like all of the super injured folks. Get like one able bodied person.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't paying attention to numbers. That thing only carries like 3 or 4 or something, right?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not counting the pilot, or
that's counting the pilot.
Can it hold on to a cargo container?
No, it can hold on to the walkers, though.
Damn.
Okay.
And a person can ride in each walker,
so we can get up to 5 it's total.
Not pleasant, and it's a horrifying experience.
Yeah, you know.
So give them a lot of drugs.
I mean, that's how Demir and Oz made it to the planet.
It is
the first place. Yeah.
They've done it before. I mean,
yeah.
That's it's, just you know. How robots ride.
Yeah, but Demir was in the other pod, so he made your fear safe.
Yeah, it helped. Okay, on a meta level, on like a storytelling level, I would prefer to land the Martell so that we don't go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with the pod 7 times or whatever. Just because I think that's not good radio.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's exactly the sort of radio we want here.
I would also not play that out, beat by beat.
Sure.
Roll your piloting check. You've broken atmosphere. Roll your piloting check. Okay, you're leaving. Roll your piloting check.
No, that doesn't sound...
Oh, no, the pod burst into fire.
Well, no, but even just the, like, and we gather everyone up and we put them in the spaceship, and then the spaceship comes back, and we gather everyone up and we put them in the spaceship. And
it would be more like, okay, someone is locked up for a couple of hours.
Sure.
And
okay, we put the wolf in the spaceship first.
Right, and then the cabbage is also with the wolf.
Yeah, we put the cabbages in with the wolf.
Kata, nameless NPCs. I don't suppose any of you are licensed pilots.
No. Sorry.
Damn.
Well,
okay. Stay as a group, get the Martell to land.
I like that.
I make a note to include cross-training on future mining gigs.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather stay as a group.
All right. So do we go the way that we know there are barnacles?
Or do we go the long way? Let's keep going forward.
Are you calling the Martell down?
How long will it take it to land based off what we know about ships?
Somewhere between half an hour and an hour.
Is there a reasonable solution in getting the Martell closer so that the pod doesn't have as far to go, or is that silly?
It's already as close as it can reasonably get.
Okay.
Without.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just have the Martell on standby and...
I mean, it's already on standby. Yeah, well, you're already set for that.
Standby to land. Know our master plan.
Sure. Yeah.
Because on a meta level, what Ian is thinking is... we probably don't want to park it there the whole time.
Yeah, I'd rather not have it just sitting there sucking up barnacles.
You know. As Adam is the designated, pilot. And
designated
has,
pilot?
You know, kind of an investment attachment with the ship. What do you think?
We can't just montage over the pod method, can we?
We can. We totally can.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it would take somebody out of the action for a while, and
and that's not great.
Would lend itself to
And it's totally going to be Paul out of the action too, in that piloting,
probably
because he's the one who can drive.
Well, that's the system that makes the most sense to me, but we have to, you know, make sure that we do it right.
I agree with Kel's initial interpretation that it's not good radio to have us do the minibus.
It is not good radio, but it seems like the safest method.
Okay, we'll montage it. If you do choose to go that way, we'll montage it, and I'll also have things for Paul that we'll have,
okay,
of course.
Okay.
I checked the transponder on the pod to see if it's dramatically exploded in the last 5 minutes.
It is not. No, the pod is sitting outside. It has been cold for a while, so there are zero barnacles on it.
Great.
You all saw it when you were passing back through.
Yeah, this also sounds like it might be a lot of Paul roles. Piloting, mostly, I imagine.
It's pretty rote, so I'm not going to make you do much except for, like, just one at advantage roll per trip up and come back. Again, we'll montage it. We won't make it be bad audio.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly think that the multiple trips, because that's we're not exposing the whole ship to risk that way.
Yeah.
Also, like, deeply meta, it kind of feels like a move that Paul would be 100% more on board in terms of, like, let's keep the ship safe, and will just not be on the planet with all the barnacles.
That does sound pretty Paul.
Uh-huh.
So are you going to take these 4 or 5? If you hook up the 2 walkers, you could take these 5.
5 counting Paul?
Yes. Oh, shit.
No.
Okay, we kidnap one of the people. Asked one of the people if they want to come with us.
I mean, let's maybe keep Kara for now, because Kara seems the most together.
Yeah, she was not wounded. The others had gotten, like, bounced around on the initial, like, planetary break off. She's in good shape. So
cool. So send the others, and especially our unconscious friend.
Well, one thought I had, especially if we have someone to help move them, is we could take unconscious friend to the infirmary that is here.
Oh.
And therefore medically isolated from, say, the ship.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that idea better than what I said.
What if the barnacles laid eggs in his blood?
What if they did? We don't know that they didn't.
Well, exactly. Then a couple of the crew are to check. A couple of you all are in trouble too.
Yeah, that would be bad. Well,
yes, what if barnacles laid eggs in my blood?
Oil?
I feel like you just see that as a fascinating experience.
Yeah.
Be a little disconnected from it, you know?
Tamir's going to be a mommy.
Gross.
Trigger warning, Mpreg.
Dr. A walked out the airlock. Fuck this.
Tamir would join him.
All right, so
Paul will take the others outside.
Yeah, the 3 nameless NPC pals who are not our unconscious friend or Kara.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take Kara too.
Okay.
You all are going to take Kara?
Yeah, the trio that it remains was going to steal Kara.
Okay.
And we're sure that they're not barnacle people or hiding barnacles on them somewhere. Or
let's ask.
Let's check. Let's just check real quick.
None of the zombies got you, right?
We're not barnacles. We're people just like you.
I feel like we're compromising our authority here by going, are you barnacle people? So
I'm not sure that Paul's the one with any authority here.
Yes, but you're undermining the authority of the rest of us.
Actually, how confident would you feel about your rescuers if they showed up and were like, by the way, you a barnacle?
Oh, fine. So one of them's a little neurotic. It's fine. It's fine.
You're a barnacle, you have to tell me.
Yeah.
Totally a law or something.
All right, then.
Okay. All right.
One of you in the walker, 2 of you in the jump thing, in the pod, and then Paul is the pilot. Good luck. Yeah. Have fun.
The pilot.
You take the others out.
Mm-hmm.
Going back out the main airlock. Yeah, that's been cleared.
Yeah, so long as it's cleared.
Isn't the hallway full of barnacles between us and that?
Yes. Here's the thing. So, you know how in horror movies, like this kind of horror movie with some kind of relentless horde of, of creatures. When you first encounter them, one is horrible and awful and really bad and very hard to kill, just one. And then five is awful and really bad, and it's hard to kill five. And then a little later in the movie, you know, you're one shotgunning a single alien off of you, and it's nothing because you've kind of gotten used to their challenge.
Yeah, the power creep.
Horror power creep in reverse. Yeah.
So because of that, the way I'm going to run this is as you get more used to the barnacles and fight them, they're easier to either just sneak around or handle on like a single barnacle. Now I'm not even going to bother like making you all roll anything for it. Like,
okay,
if a single barnacle comes at you, you just stomp on it.
Seems reasonable.
And it dies.
Rude.
Cause
we've learned how to stomp on them.
Does that make sense?
And we got big shoes. Yeah.
We got real big shoes.
These shoes are made for stomping.
So you could go back down the hallway. I don't know if that main airlock is functional. It seemed like we kind of did it in a weird way.
Oh, it is. It works again.
Oh, okay, great. Never mind.
You all were able to fix it and get the body out.
Cool.
We put in the barnacle clear safety code.
Yeah.
Like, works again.
the air vent is a little messed up, and it's like it's going to flash some warning lights at you, and like...
But you can override those.
It's probably not technically safe, but, you know...
Safe.
Like, you're
enough.
In a back suit, whatever. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
All right. So, good luck. Have fun.
OSHA would have some problems.
Listen,
OSHA's not here right now.
It's going to be a long talk with OSHA when we get back.
Oh, OSHA's been disbanded. OSHA's disbanded like 100 years ago.
Been disbanded. Oof.
And is this OSHA in the room with you right now?
OSHA hampers progress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's why we have the company safety board.
Uh-huh.
That's why our ships only have one hull. Just don't get hit. What's the problem? The future sucks.
Yeah, if everyone does their job perfectly, there shouldn't be an issue. I don't understand how that's so hard to understand. No one take time off, and no one be sick.
Uh-huh. The android's never been sick a day in its life.
Yeah,
like
just
half
exactly
of my
like
pharmaceuticals
me.
Is stimulant, so people can keep working while they're sick.
Oh boy.
Our machine learning department is so good.
We replaced all the copywriters.
I go back to my job as a parking attendant. This is terrible. This is awful. Anyway,
okay. So, Paul, you head down the hallway.
Yes, in a probably a little bit of a overly alert manner.
Of course, of course. You see some groups, clusters of barnacles. They tend to be around either the now cooling bodies or heating vents or other electronics. Like they really like to cluster around the tower PC fans.
Mm. They're warm.
Yeah,
they're all running Pentium 4s.
Yeah. Oh no, this is all. This is command line stuff.
All right, they overheat like Pentium 4s.
Yeah, they'll definitely.
Plus, there's all the dust.
Yeah, plus the dust, the ubiquitous space dust.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to the airlock, you cycle it, you get everyone outside, make it back to the pod. Warm up is a little bit hairy. Some barnacles do start getting attracted to the miniship, but they can't do it. Like your ship is made for going through space and also for heavy duty mining, so they can't do anything to your little pod. It does cause you a little bit of worry as you think, oh, they might still be stuck on there and they might be able to survive the 5 minutes of vacuum, so it'd be worth double checking when you land on the Martell.
Mm-hmm. Give it kind of a walk around.
Yeah.
So they can withstand 5 minutes of vacuum.
We don't know yet. Means,
well, yeah, you don't know.
They can't.
Ah.
You don't know that they can't. That's all. I'm just saying, like, it's not that far of a leap, and they are already extremophiles. So, you you
just
know,
like
that
flamingos.
Mm-hmm. At least, yeah. Oh man, I should have had flamingos.
Space flamingos.
Oh, space flamingos. Oh, I missed out.
Watch out!
I screwed up. No. Everything's ruined.
Start over. No. Start over. Start over.
Start over. Okay, we're going back to the
salt okay. Flats.
The planet is all pink. The entire planet is pink. No, just kidding. Okay, so you you do the boot up and you hook up the walker, and I would like a piloting roll at advantage. Okay. Roll twice.
Oh, I gotta figure out what number I'm checking against. Where's that page? There we are. So my piloting roll is going to look like
either intellect or speed plus.
Definitely going for speed here. So my speed is at 46 plus piloting, which has some vehicle specialization above it. So that would be a plus 15.
Yes.
Okay. So I finally feel reasonable about a roll. This is like a slightly better than 50% chance. Uh-huh. 46 plus 15, 1, 5, 6, 9. No, 6, 1.
6, 1.
61. So close. Okay. Well, that's a 98 on the first roll.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's a 60.
Oh, God. Just waiting for the ship just fucking explodes in the atmosphere.
Did that make it? I missed. I forgot
what. Yeah, 60 makes okay, barely. Yes.
Great.
Barely.
Great. Good job,
Kara.
So you've got the walker kind of dangling under the pod, which makes you a little bit big for getting through the the pod bay door on the back on the Martell. So you definitely like grind the walker against the deck for a little ways. And over the comm you hear the person who's in it shouting, "Oh God, oh God."
Worse.
Error of professionalism, please.
Well, this is one of the Bayside people, not Paul. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that said, it goes entirely fine, and the damage to the walker is purely cosmetic. Psychological damage to the person who's in it. Permanent.
You will only have your wages garnished for 2 years because it's just a body paint issue.
I thought the person going, "Oh God, oh God," was one of our staff members on the Martell. Like, come on, hold it together.
Captain Chavez just lost it for all these years.
No, it was the person in the walker who was being dragged across the floor.
That makes better sense. That is fine. I retract my comments. Okay.
Jimmy's just a nervous
to freak out. Proceed.
All right, and then you let everyone out, and you turn around to do it all again, and we'll cut back to the other group. And,
this time we're bringing the grain back, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Wolf's got to stay.
Wait a second. Whatever, let's go.
This isn't how this puzzle works. There's too many seats in the... Never mind.
So, back to the other group. You and Kara are... two people are going to need to carry the wounded fellow in a stretcher.
Hey, Demir. You know how you can't sit the broadside of a barn?
But they actually have...
how you keep freezing up instead of actually fighting anything?
Yeah, I actually maybe would love for Dr. Ray to have a hand on this ball.
You have the medical degree.
On a meta level, because I want to prove my point. What's Demir's combat score?
Oh, you can't ask someone what their combat score is. A lady never reveals her combat score.
Well, luckily the robot uses any pronouns.
Don't worry about it.
Well, but whatever their combat score is, it also adds plus 10 because he has military training.
As do I.
Oh, I forgot you had military... Why do you all have military training?
Frankly, everyone having military training in this game is not a crazy thing.
Stop chomping my flavor.
I also want a stimulant right now that keeps my combat up for the next 7 hours.
Oh, good. That's what I want, is coked up Dr. Ray.
Fine, I'll carry it. Whatever, let's go.
All right, Kara will carry the other end.
Great.
Kara, do you know how to use a gun?
a Python nail gun?
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
Close enough.
I like where your head's at, honestly.
On top of her shoulders.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you all head out through the hallway.
Which way are we going?
Yeah, are you going the long way around or are you going the short way? The short way has more barnacles, you think.
Okay,
because
sorry.
That's the way everyone ran, and so the barnacles followed everyone. The next thing is like the kind of the hab section.
Okay.
So it's more bunks and showers and
okay.
There's gonna be so many audio logs. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. This is where all the environmental storytelling is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Day 3 of our experiment and on the barnacles.
The infirmary is
face down in the soup.
Yeah.
Still on
the
table.
And the soup. The infirmary is back the other way.
The infirmary is it is opposite of the entrance, so it's basically one more beyond
on the other side of the hab section.
Yeah, it's just past the hab section.
Okay, so when we talk about going the long way, would we be going around the hab section and skipping it, or
you'd be going the other direction, which would be from the initial entryway, it'd be going right, and that would take you to initially the workshops, and then the pit, and then the infirmary.
How do we know there's more barnacles in the hallway we haven't gone into yet?
Kara will explain that. Everyone's kind of clustered in like the entryway and here when the barnacles broke in, and most people ran in that direction clockwise around the ring.
Okay. So we're anticipating that the hallway between where we are now and the tab section, the next one over, that one's going to be full of barnacles. So our expectation.
It's going to be a little heavier. Yes.
Okay.
Going the other way around to the workshops and then the pit and then the infirmary is slightly faster. Slightly less barnacly, probably.
Okay.
But we would have to go not Wittershins. Sorry, this is nothing. Ignore me for a little bit.
Okay, safety or speed?
Safety or speed.
Do we know there are people in the hab section?
We do believe that yes. There are a few in the hab section. But
also, you only heard from like the clusters of people. There's probably randos who hid wherever.
Because I know there's people in the... you know, the mining area.
Yeah.
People in the pit. Entrance.
I mean, I think we're going to end up going to all these areas.
Yeah,
ideally.
You are.
I think just push forward for clarification. Is there a way that when Paul comes back with the pod, he can land close to the infirmary and we can just evacuate from there?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. There is also a larger emergency. It's like a midway between an emergency airlock and a full airlock on the infirmary.
Cool.
Just because, you know, they might need to get somebody in there directly from outside.
Sure, yeah. That probably would happen with some frequency.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, let's push forward to the infirmary is my thought.
Okay. All right.
So Kara was able to get those schematics of the place, right? The whole with all the vents and the doodads, and I know where to point my foam gun. Preemptively question.
Yes. So okay, I'm great. Going to if barnacles jump at you, I'm going to give you advantage on your I'm going to give you all advantage on your surprise checks, cool. Fear checks.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have my revolver up because one hand helping carry the guy, unless I need both. How are we carrying him?
Kara was able to fashion a stretcher.
Okay. Never mind. I'll need both hands. So I do that.
They had made a stretcher already because they were trying to, it's not a good one, but it's more like it's more like they ripped the top off a desk.
That'll
it's
work.
It's better than trying to carry a limp body.
Yeah.
He's not that limp.
Well, also, especially one that you should move as little as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely that part. Okay, so you all head out and start making your way to the hab section. When you get into the hab section, that's where the most horrific aftermath of the incident is.
This is horrific.
There were a lot of people who got surprised.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
The hab section is also right by the air processing.
Oh.
Because it gets the freshest air. Yay.
Yay.
Which does explain why there were a lot of people that got surprised in there.
Yes.
Yep.
So there's several bodies.
Okay.
There's several barnacles.
We should be scanning the bodies.
The hab section is also the warmest. The barnacles in here, though they have done their damage, are pretty docile.
Okay.
Because they're generally warm, and they're mostly going after warmth than not.
Exactly. Yeah. They seem to only get riled up when they're cold.
Hmm. All right.
Which is why they weren't attacking at all when the planet was, or the planetoid was still warmer.
I guess overall. That makes sense.
All right. I can have the med scanner out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should be scanning these bodies.
Okay.
These are ex-parrots.
Yeah, these are ex-parrots.
Okay. Pining for the fjords.
Yeah.
If we do have the chance, of course, as I said previously, I definitely want to make sure that I take like any ID cards that we can grab just to make sure that there's like a fair and complete record for their families and also budgeting.
You do at the end of this hallway, right before the step over to the infirmary section. There is a miner. You can't really tell. They're absolutely covered in barnacles. Their arm though is sticking out from the pile.
Pile.
And is clutching a grenade.
Oh.
Or excuse me, it's not a grenade. It's not a grenade. Oh. That would be dangerous to have on a mining station.
We all have the moment of like, oh god, thank god it's not
it's a
grenade.
Mining. It's a mining charge.
It's a mining charge.
It's a mining charge.
Yeah, that's much safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, less shrapnel, more explosion. So,
okay.
He's clutching a bouncing Betty. Wait.
So clutched in the way that, like, if this person's hand dislodges, it's gonna, like, arm the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's like a... It would be like a dead man's switch, except he's dead.
Oh.
And because of the, you know, ossification tensing up, didn't let go of the grenade or the bomb.
You want to just foam gun that man hand real fast?
That sounds like a great solution. I'm going to very careful. I'm going to switch the nozzle to like
a down the hallway.
Gentle shower.
I want to make it so I don't accidentally foam gun this guy's hand open.
Or off.
Yeah, but being very careful and deliberate and thoughtful about my approach, I'm just gonna go ahead and foam gun this guy's hand right closed around that thing so it's not gonna come unstuck.
I gently put Demir and myself between.
Although now if that thing goes off anyway, the amount of pressurization inside is just gonna like oof.
Yeah, I think this is a temporary solution and we should get this guy out and away from, well actually hang on, no wait. I don't want to foam it.
Okay.
Because I think if the foam breaks down at any point, that's going to be a problem. If we want to more permanently resolve the situation, we're going to have to chip through the foam to get to it. That's going to be a problem.
We're just abandoning this place right now anyway, though, right? Like, we're just
going
to cut around it.
At some point, someone is going to have to come back through here and, like, tally things up, probably. And I don't want that person to become smithereens, necessarily.
We set up a little warning cordon bit that says, watch out explosions, which I'm sure there's a lot of on a mining ship.
No, they cut those out at the last safety board meeting. Too expensive.
Oh, gosh.
Just put a wet floor sign over it and call it good.
It made people nervous.
Stop making this so realistic.
They make people nervous.
Doesn't contribute to a harmonious workplace.
Yeah, they've taken those out and put in nap rooms.
Yeah, I mean, what would happen? Someone's sharing off their safety certificate and boom, right into the angle grinder.
Exactly. I want to take a closer look at the mining charge, just to kind of see, is there a way that I can take this out of this person's hand without it being the end of my world personally?
Oh yeah, easy. Just don't screw up.
Just don't screw up. Once I have it in my hand, can I disarm it, or am I then the bearer of the curse?
No, you could disarm it. Yeah. It's like a pin.
Okay.
It's like a grenade pin, and then you have to let go of the
All right, so basically what I need to do is put the pin back in the thing.
Uh-huh.
Do we have the pin?
Do we have the pin? Question one.
You could use something. It's not a paperclip. You assuredly have like a key ring on your like a key ring type thing on your uniform somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to find something to stick in there. The only thing that's hard is taking it out of his hand without it going off.
Is there enough space that Oz could get his fingers like in the right position and pressing it down without the guy's hand opening up, or is this going to
be an absolute sandbag thing? Again, it's going to be a roll.
If it would make it easier, I could.
If this goes off, what's the amount of damage that would be obliterated by this blast? Because we're going to get out of that range.
Yeah, it would be quite a lot. It would also definitely take out the passageway to the infirmary.
Never mind.
We'd be super fucked anyway. I meant to have
Kara grab respirators for if there were any left for
herself
and the patient.
Yeah. Yes.
So in case of a situation like this where we know there might be depressurization, put them on.
You're fine on that. That's not the problem. It's just. Oh yeah. You wouldn't be able to get in that way. You'd have to go again all the way around.
I wanted to at least solve that sub problem.
Yeah.
If it would make it easier, I could, sever this person's fingers for you. If prying them open is too difficult.
I'm of multiple minds here because I think Kells is like, okay, future people need to come through here. I don't want to just risk foaming it in and then leaving it to their problem.
The foam can be used for spaceship repairs.
That's true.
So, like, it hardens up pretty hard.
Okay. Fuck it. I'm just gonna foam it then. All right. Oz's thought process is different from Kel's.
I back up.
Yeah, and we can just, like, leave a little, I don't know, we'll just leave a note.
And just, like, watch out, grenade in here.
Yes. We flag it in our schematics. A little
toothpick flag.
Caution,
we stick into the foam.
Yeah, firearms or yeah.
Firearms, you say?
Yeah.
Love it. Not that one, that's a D8. Here we go. So that's plus combat, yes?
Yeah.
No wait, shit. The foam gun wouldn't have the smart rifle.
No.
Hooking with the HUD, would it?
No.
Oh well.
Cuz technically it's a tool.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Just to confirm, I didn't have advantage on this, did I?
Correct, no.
Oh, 79 over 64.
Oof.
Oof. Spent too long thinking about it. Psyched myself out.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice.
Kill my character.
Because choices are fun.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so convinced.
Uh-huh. So you can either have the mining charge go off.
Mm-hmm.
Or the entire grip?
I think grip is what we've settled on.
Yep. Yeah, the entire grip of barnacles on the guy get riled up and come at you.
I'll take the grip. I'll take the grip.
Okay. So you blast the bomb
mm-hmm.
with foam.
Mm-hmm. It is, I imagine, a thermogenic reaction that does the foam thing.
It is. Also, the spraying is...
They don't like that.
The pressurized, it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So the blast of air and the endothermic, exothermic, whatever reaction, endothermic, of the foam hardening
mm-hmm.
Makes the barnacles very, very angry.
They hate it.
They hate it. They immediately begin detaching, popping off, and scuttling straight at you.
Oh boy. Well,
I put down our patient so I can use it.
Is this a roll for surprise or is this?
It is. I'm going to not
I feel like
treat this initially as combat.
Oh,
that I'm going to treat it more like a trap occurring to you. Especially because we are almost at the end of session.
Oh, yeah. And
starting combat net right now would be.
Can we disarm the barnacles?
Yeah.
I parry them with my rapier.
I am going to have you make a fear save.
Okay.
Add anything at to disadvantage.
That? At disadvantage. You
know. Well, of course, because...
I hold a sheet up between Demir and Oz.
Yeah. Keep a splatter off of Demir.
I step carefully out of fear range.
You need android blinders. Like for the horse.
Blinders on everyone.
It's actually part of the HUD. It just puts a black square over wherever Demir is standing.
I put blindfolds over everyone and walk them backwards across the bridge, and I'm just like, shh, 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 shh.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So the first one is a 34 over 30.
Well, that's a failure.
And then the second one's a 95 over 30.
Oh, okay.
Hooray.
Well, it's still a failure.
It's a failure, it's a failure, it's a failure.
Yeah, so you take one stress.
Okay. From 0 to 1, just a little stressed out.
Yeah, and now make a armor save.
Oh boy, lots of saves.
When do panic saves come in? Or when does panic come in?
It should probably come in at several points, frankly.
I know I had to make a panic roll earlier. I know that there's
I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the marine panic.
Oh yeah. So armor save, it's just not at disadvantage, it's regular?
Correct.
Great, 38 under 40.
Great! So I'm going to reduce this.
Reducing my armor.
Just no.
By malfeasance of God.
the whole game's a metaphor.
Also, malfeasance of God is my new band name.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Check us out on SoundCloud.
Wow, they rolled garbage.
Aha, you stupid barnacles.
You take 10 points of damage.
Oh, no. I don't like it.
Where are you at? Join our rock group.
I'm at 30 out of 66.
Okay, now I need you to make a panic check.
Now I
need to. There we go.
And I do that by...
Roll 2d6 and try to get over your stress.
2d6?
Yes. Sorry, 2d10. 2d10.
Either way, I physically can't get under my stress on two dice.
That's fine.
It's a one.
Okay. So now increase your panic by one. Your stress by one.
Increase my stress by one.
Yeah.
Two. And...
I'm not using the stress and panic as much as I should be. I need to work on that.
And then I am good and I chill.
Yes, you are good and you chill.
Because I am a Marine, whenever I panic, every friendly player nearby must make a fear save.
Oh!
Yeah.
Glad I'm not nearby.
Is that the panic roll or is that the failing the roll?
I wrote it down as whenever you panic.
Oh. Yeah. That's when you fail.
When I fail. Okay, right. Cool.
Because when you see the Marine freak out, that's when you freak out.
Yeah.
It's not when you see them resist freaking out that you worry.
Right.
They gotta say game over, man, game over. And then it's time to be scared.
That's exactly what you mean.
I just realized that D&D players are 100% the people who are just like, Miss Teacher, wasn't this due today?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Uh-huh.
We're playing a horror game.
Because when I panic, everyone else fucks up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Beautiful.
It's a fun mechanic.
Okay, great. So they initially lunge at you and do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to give everyone a reaction without it being full combat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because they are, you're getting used to dealing with them.
I have an idea for the best overreaction ever, just to shoot the foamed up grenade and see if we can make it explode.
I'll be so angry with you from beyond the grave.
I would give.
I will haunt your ass.
My plan was to give Oz time to back up.
Just Oz.
Well, I figure the rest of us are down the hallway already. But I'm not going to do that.
I was going to just haul out a vibe shetty and just go, nope.
Can Oz foam these guys too?
I mean, he's mid-foaming. He may as well. Should I roll firearms again?
Yeah, go for it. You're the closest, so you might as well go first. And also the foam is very effective against these guys.
It was super effective.
That is a 17 under 64. So that's a good success. Comfortable margin.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. You're able to blast them and kind of hose them off of you. Yep. It's get a little bit of flecks of foam stuck to you, and you know, but it's fine.
It's fine. It's texture. It's fashion.
Scribbling.
Scribbling.
That stain's never going to come out, but hey, you're safe.
Okay. So yeah, you manage to dissuade them enough that they then the ones that are not foamed over skitter away.
Perfect. Love it.
You've also made yourself colder than they would like through that process. So. Okay. And with that, you all are able to traverse into the medbay section.
Did we find survivors in the hab section?
No. I forgot that you were looking for that.
Yeah, we were actively scanning.
You were actively scanning for that and not just walking straight through.
No, yeah.
Because it does like go off into little, you know, cubbies and rooms. Yeah.
We are looking showers for people. We've been scanning. I have a scavenging skill, if that will help.
Yes. Since you're just walking through, you can call out and be like, Marco.
Yeah.
So that's fine. You don't actually need to search.
Okay.
And then I find Marco after he rolls out of the table and he's like, what?
And you do some call outs and you eventually do find a group of three survivors, three miners, who cleverly have been taking a very cold shower for the last hour.
Oh
bloody hell.
Shower hour.
Well, they're not in the water necessarily themselves, but like they went into the shower, the communal shower, right. And
they covered up their heat. Just
turned on a cold faucet.
Yeah, I imagine you could stand on the other side of the cold spray as well and just be like, you don't want to get through this shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you find them. There's a handful of barnacles clustered, you know, waiting to get through.
Just waiting until fucking traffic light turns.
Yeah. I want to kick one barnacle underneath the cold spray just to see.
That seems mean.
You hold a barnacle under the cold spray?
Yeah, I'm bullying this barnacle.
Sure. It closes up like the ribs like curl up under it, and the like volcano mound top an iris, like a crusty shell iris, closes over it.
I'm just saying, and I don't think we should do it, but we could invent the world's weirdest game of baseball right now.
Noted.
Anyway, I tuck it back down the corridor. I don't care.
Yeah.
We just step on it or something. Yeah.
I just wanted to see what would happen. Anyway.
Congratulations, you've tortured me.
Yeah.
The three miners shivering.
Some animals were harmed in this podcast.
The three miners shivering give thumbs up and are very grateful.
Yeah. Torture that bug.
Okay. Not that part specifically, but the saving them part.
No, they love it.
All right. We have three additional people. Hooray. Back to the infirmary. Fast forward.
All right.
Play.
Yes. You go through the final door, make it to the infirmary. Or the infirmary section, I should say.
And everyone's dead.
The infirmary is still locked up. You're in the hallway outside of it. Or not locked up, but it's closed up. This is another area that is very warm, just in general, because they keep it pleasant.
Yeah, for dying.
People who are in here sick. Yeah. So the barnacles in the hallway are very riled up.
I see.
And there's also not anything really. They got in here, but they can't get back out through the hallways. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing really, like, it's generally warm. Oh, excuse me. I said they're riled up. Yeah. They're passive.
They're normal.
Gotcha.
They're very passive because it's warm in here. Yeah. However, there are a lot of them because they kind of got back here following the people and then they got stuck.
Sick.
So there's nowhere else for them to go.
So we just walk very carefully through all of this. It's like that's underwater.
Do we think we could do the old flare coverall trick type of deal and light a little fire for them to enjoy?
It doesn't actually seem that way because they're so like chilled out that they wouldn't necessarily go for a heavy heat source like that. They don't need more heat.
So
but they might get upset if you step on board.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm going to need careful. I need you all to make something that is like a careful
maybe like
check.
A speed check.
I'm liking a speed check.
Can I use strength for some reason? I can't justify.
Having trouble thinking of a way to do that.
Just long jump can over I use all of them.
Biology as like a okay. So I know that I shouldn't step on these living things.
I could see you adding biology. That would not be crazy.
Athletics?
Can I use my combination of athletics and 0G?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but just for 10%.
Damn.
Regular athletics, or do I have to have both?
All right, so speed, you said?
You do not have to have both for this.
I'm scared. My speed isn't very good.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Well, 42 then. Under 46.
I get an 11 under 32, so I crit 16.
Oh, I'm sorry, friends.
You're a fucking ninja.
75 over 43.
Oof.
Can my crit success get me far beyond wherever Oz is?
Yes.
is wrong.
Yes, your crit success can get you wherever you want to be.
Right, except Oz.
Oz screwed up. Demir,
everybody
did
but Oz did good.
I got a 42 under 46.
Great.
Does Kara roll, or does Kara get to use my roll?
Kara gets to use your roll.
Hooray!
Oh, I should have made you roll at disadvantage. It doesn't matter.
Now you're the GM. You can make me roll this.
No. Okay. So you start going through and it's, you know, you're stepping very carefully. You're kind of nudging them with your foot. And then Oz.
I think it's like some of the foam that I got on my suit, just like my ankle or something doesn't work the way I expected it to because there's foam on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a big clunk of heavy extra thick boot basically. You step on one, which is fine because you're big and heavy and you crush it.
Fucking crush it, bro.
But you lose your balance and face plant into a pile.
Oh no.
Paul.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
You land on the ship. Everything's cool. Good. You do your check over of the pod to make sure that nothing snuck over.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I get, do you have scavenging?
Do I have scavenging? I don't think I do.
Okay.
Thinking about it though.
What about engineering?
Think, you know, when next we level.
Engineering would be more for like taking it all apart. I'm just gonna say heavy machinery then.
I've got heavy machinery. Yeah.
Yeah. Speed or intellect plus heavy machinery.
Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Definitely speed plus heavy machinery. Is that what, a plus 5 or plus 15?
Plus 10.
Plus 10. Between the two, that's fine. So that would, at least the math is easy. 56, that's a little better than...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Doing the thing. Oh, 62.
Okay, great.
Y'all remember when he had a ship to go back to?
What? No, he did it.
Yeah, good memories.
Didn't he? Oh, 56.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that didn't do it.
It's going to be an orb of barnacles by the time I get back.
It's fine. You do a once over of it and don't find anything.
Looks good.
Yeah, looks good.
The space puma escaped.
I mean, there's the chance that nothing was on the ship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
in fact,
I've got
For all honesty, I'm actually going to roll a die right now to find out.
I've got passengers. Can they check as well?
No.
Your role includes everybody's role. Like,
oh, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Hey, you got to go fast here. You got people that you got to get back down. You don't have forever to poke around.
There's no help action in this game.
Yeah, you're on Sonic's time now.
There is, but there's not an NPC helping PC's action.
That's more what I meant.
Well, do we have a quarantine space on our ship?
Or a mining ship?
You could make one.
Put the whole ship in there?
I think that would be like a good idea anyway. Just put everybody into the cargo bay for the time being.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to do that anyway, because like Well, presuming how many people you all are going to get up off that planetoid.
Oh, sure.
The ship's going to be very, very, very crowded.
But I don't want them leaving the cargo bay just yet.
Yeah.
Can't put them all in the
nursery. Cargo bay. Cargo space.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, that's not going to last for very long because you're going to have to start putting them elsewhere when the rest get up.
I will stack them if I have to. They need to get seen by the doctor to make sure they don't have any, you know, whatever, issues first.
Okay.
So can't just have them mingling.
Yeah, no, fine. They are willing to, they are happy to be off the planet, and they are Blantoid, and they're glad to be here, and they will follow your rules. And the captain sees your point. She's a little more willing to be, you know, she doesn't seem as worried about the barnacles, but also she wasn't down there. So
she hasn't seen the true terror.
Yeah,
exactly what someone possessed by barnacles would say.
You're supposed to be the logical one.
Well, that was clearly out of character.
I like the idea that all of it is a character. God.
The ship's crew quickly start bringing blankets and, you know, tea and food and other sundries over, medical care, what limited first aid they can do. Yeah. And you hop back in the pod and head back down.
Okay.
All right. You are 3/4 of the way down to the planetoid. when all of you hear over the general open radio that you have with the ship. Oh, God. Oh, God. What is that thing?
Oh, no.
Bloody hell.
Oh, dear.
And we'll leave it there.
Hell yeah.
It's a space puma.
Space puma.
Xeno Attribute is a primary attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. We're in those places. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
I found out recently, because I have no memory of this, but apparently the way that I was saving stories when I was a kid, as in, like, you know, 10 or whatever, like, I just had access to the laptop, I would save a document for each page, because I didn't, like, I hadn't had a class, and I would write enough words to perfectly fill up one page. I would save that as a file, and then I would open a new file.
Did you not know you could go beyond one page, or was this just a behavior you developed?
I have no additional information here, because, like, I would have to interview 10-year-old me. I have no memories of being 10-year-old me.
I just like the idea that your brain was just like, a computer is a worse typewriter.
Yeah. So,